Five people have died in what is now being described as one of the worst diving disasters in the Maldives history. But what makes this case so unsettling is that the investigators are still trying to work out why the group were even inside the cave system in the first place. And then as the recovery teams attempted to retrieve the bodies, one of the Maldives' most senior rescue divers also died during the operation. Hey, this is the Midnight Files and I'm Nat, and let's get into what happened inside that cave. On the 14th of May, early in the morning, six Italian divers initially planned to enter the cave system in the Valvu Atoll region of the Maldives to a cave called Thinwana Kandu, or also known as Shark Cave. But at the last second, one of the members of the group, a student from Italy, reportedly decided to not go on the dive, a decision that would most likely save their life. The remaining five divers descended down into the cave, and they never resurfaced. The conditions that day were already really poor. Authorities had issued warnings for rough seas and strong winds, while the area itself was also known for strong underwater currents. Police later confirmed the weather in the region around 100 kilometers south of Malé, the capital city of the Maldives, had been rough enough for a yellow warning to be issued for passenger boats and fishermen. A yellow warning means to be alert and take extra precautions. Conditions in a yellow warning can involve winds around 48 to 64 kilometers per hour, severe thunderstorms, significant swells and waves, dangerous conditions in channels and between islands. At around 1:45 p.m. on May 14th, the five divers failed to resurface. The alert was raised by authorities and a search party was sent out to try and find the divers. The first diver was found around 6:13 p.m. on the 14th of May and was Gianluca Benedetti, the group's diving instructor. His body was located near the mouth of the cave system, which is around 55 to 58 meters deep. But at this stage, the other four divers were still missing somewhere deeper inside the cave. Recovery teams later confirmed the cave contained at least three major chambers connected by a narrow internal passages. It was a maze-like labyrinth extending hundreds of meters and with internal fork-like intersections. On the 15th of May, an eight-person rescue crew worked in pairs to search the first two chambers of the cave. And when they attempted to reach the third chamber through the narrow interconnecting passages, the entry was marked, but the conditions were dangerous and the bad weather only continued, so authorities had to temporarily suspend the search. One of the eight divers who went down for the rescue operation, Sergeant Major Mohammed Mahoudi, became unwell during the dive and had to be rushed to hospital. He was a senior experienced diver and was a part of the Maldives National Defence Force, but unfortunately he developed decompression sickness during the mission and later died in hospital from his injuries. On Saturday the 16th of May, Mahoudi was buried in military honours in a funeral attended by the President of the Maldives. The fact that elite recovery divers were now dying trying to get into this cave just shows how dangerous this cave system is. Following his death, the search was temporarily halted until international technical cave diving specialists could arrive to assist. Three Finnish cave diving experts were later flown by the Diving Safety Organization Europe to support the recovery mission. The team included Sami Pakarian and Patrick Gronvist, divers internationally known from the documentary Diving into the Unknown, which chronicled the deadly 2014 Plura Cave disaster in Norway, alongside a diving expert Jenny Westerlund. A fourth technical specialist and local Coast Guard teams also joined the operation to help plan the remaining retrieval. According to officials, the cave system extends 100 meters to 260 meters through multiple chambers and internal passages, with retrieval operations requiring extremely careful planning by this elite team. Even the chief executive, Laura Moroni, of the Diving Safety Organization Europe said the mission involved highly complex and operational characteristics. On the 17th of May, the elite team managed to find the remaining four bodies inside the innermost part of the cave in the third chamber in the deepest section of the cave system. Officials said the divers were found grouped closely together, but even after locating them, teams still could not immediately recover the bodies. As apparently it takes around 3 hours to just reach that section of the cave, plan would be to try and retrieve them over the next few days. And as of Tuesday, the 18th of May, another two bodies have been recovered from the cave, Monica Monfalcone and Federico Galatieri. And as of May 20th, the final two bodies have been recovered from the cave, which are Georgia Summercow and Muriel Adenio. Now that all five bodies have been recovered, they will be repatriated back to Italy for forensic examination as a part of the ongoing investigation into exactly what happened during the fatal dive on the 14th of May. The retrieval teams ultimately had to use advanced closed circuit rebreathers, specialized systems that recycle breathing gas and remove carbon dioxide through the chemical scrubber, which allows for significantly longer dive times. Now let's get into who the five people were inside the cave. Five victims included diving instructor Gianluca Benedetti. Benedetti was originally from Italy but had reportedly been living and working in the Maldives for around 7 years within the liveaboard diving industry. He was listed through Luxury Yacht Maldives and Albatross Top Boat as a scuba instructor, operations manager, and boat leader. However, though he was a dive instructor there is no public information confirming whether or not he was a cave diving instructor or that he had routinely guided people into this particular cave system. The other four victims were all affiliated with the University of Genoa. They included 51-year-old Monica Montefalcone, an associate professor of ecology, and her 23-year-old daughter, Georgia Sommerkow, a biomedical engineering student. The other victims were 31-year-old research assistant Muriel Odenio, 31-year-old Federico Gualtieri, a marine ecology graduate and a dive instructor. Federico had recently completed a thesis on the Maldivian coral under Montfalcone's supervision. Montfalcone herself was well known for her work involving seagrass ecosystems and marine environments and had contributed to numerous scientific papers connected to the Maldives. Monica Montfalcone and Muriel Odenio were on official scientific mission whilst in the Maldives to monitor the marine environment and take coral samples. Her husband later spoke publicly following the tragedy. He said she's probably done 5,000 dives and she's always been conscientious. She would never put our daughters or other people's lives at risk. Something must have happened down there. He's added that his wife was an experienced diver who had survived the Boxing Day tsunami in 2004 whilst diving off Kenya. The subgroup of five divers that died whilst in the cave were actually a part of a much larger group of around 20 Italian passengers who were on a liveaboard yacht for a week-long expedition. The yacht they were all staying on was the Duke of York, a 36-meter luxury liveaboard yacht operated through Albatross Top Boat and Luxury Yacht Maldives. The larger group appeared to be connected to marine biology and ecology research linked to the University of Genoa. The fatal dive itself has nothing to do with the official research mission or scientific research and wasn't organized by the University of Genoa. It was a privately organized dive by the members of the group. And according to Albatross Top Boat, the planned dives were only supposed to involve coral sampling at the standard recreational depths of up to 30 meters. The group did have permission to conduct recreational diving activities in the Maldives up to 30 meters. Investigators say the permits did not mention cave diving at all or to depths of 50 to 60 meters. Depths beyond 40 meters in the Maldives requires specialist training, equipment, and permits. Diving beyond 50 meters exceeds the maximum depth recommended by recreational diving by most major established scuba diving certifying agencies. The operator also denied authorizing or knowing about the plans to explore the caves 50 to 60 meters deep. To dive beyond 30 meters, recreational scuba diving equipment isn't sufficient and you need specialist equipment, which the group didn't have. And according to the company's lawyer, any dive below 30 meters in the Maldives required special authorization from authorities. Authorization that reportedly had not been approved, and at this stage it seems like they did not have a permit to go beyond 30 meters. The Maldivian Ministry of Tourism and Civil Aviation has suspended the operating license indefinitely of this company pending the outcome of the investigation, which raises a massive question because to even reach the cave entrance, the divers would already have needed to exceed the Maldives recreational depth limit. Experts also noted that equipment reportedly being used appeared to be standard recreational scuba gear rather than specialist technical cave diving equipment. So investigators are now trying to determine whether the dive was unofficial, whether it had been privately organized, whether the crew members knew about the dive, and whether rules were deliberately bypassed. The remaining passengers on the yacht are safe and receiving assistance from the embassy in Italy in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The underwater caves in the Vavu Atoll region is a very popular spot known for diving, snorkeling, and the coral. This particular cave wave system, though, is known for being difficult and can be very dangerous. A lot of experienced divers don't even go in there because it's like a maze labyrinth-like cave system hundreds of meters long. This particular cave system isn't for recreational diving. The entrance to the cave reportedly sits around 55 to 58 meters below the surface, already far below the Maldives recreational limit of 30 meters. Strong currents can disturb sediment inside the cave, creating massive clouds that reduce visibility to almost nothing and can leave divers disorientated in complete darkness, which can lead to divers using up their oxygen supply much faster than anticipated because you've become stressed out and confused. Maldives diving instructor and ex-military diver Shaf Neem, who said he had personally completed more than 50 technical dives inside the cave, and it's likely the divers may have inadequate gas supply and have been impacted by nitrogen narcosis caused by nitrogen pressure at an extreme depth and can impair judgment and awareness. Neem also said, "Not a dive to be done on normal air or without experience in technical diving or cave training." He said, "You must have specialist gas mixtures, backup systems, technical cave diving equipment during the dive." Another expert, Mazurio Uras, also said that the weather conditions are also an important factor, and we have to consider that the Indian Ocean is not the Mediterranean, which is relatively calm. There in the Indian Ocean, there are strong currents, which I imagine can pull you from one side to the other, a real danger. Another detail that stood out to me was, the dive site itself is extremely difficult to locate publicly, and if you search for it on Google Maps, almost nothing comes up, and you just don't know what the coordinates are, and depending on the weather, you have to come at it from different entrances. Because this wasn't the kind of dive site someone casually stumbles across, it's one you have to know about where it is, and they would have to have made some kind of separate journey to this particular dive site from the rest of their group. It's more of a dive site that I believe that is the location is shared between the dive community itself. It's definitely something that seems that this was a lot more of a planned journey than just something that they just randomly decided to do on the day. And right now, nobody knows exactly what happened inside the cave and whose idea it was to go in there. Others suggested that there may have been problems with the gas mixture inside the tanks. At recreational depths, tanks are normally filled with compressed air made up around 79% nitrogen and 21% oxygen. The composition of gases in the dive tanks must be precisely calculated depending on the duration and the depth of the dive. But as deeper depths, those gas mixtures can become dangerous. Others believe the divers may simply have become disorientated inside the cave system itself. To strong currents and disturbed sediment can instantly reduce visibility to zero, making it extremely easy to become lost in underwater passages. They could have succumbed to decompression sickness, being too far down under the water for too long a period of time and not being able to make it back out. Major speculation over this case is gas supply issues, a potential mix-up in the gas blend inside the dive cylinders, decompression problems, or divers attempting to help another member of the group in distress. The fact that Gianna Luca was found near the cave entrance and the other divers were all found in the third chamber, to me, seems like that he was maybe on the way out trying to get help, but maybe he succumbed to decompression sickness. But that's just me speculating. But at this stage, investigators still don't know exactly what happened once the group entered the cave. One of the divers may potentially had a GoPro on them, and if they did and they can find that GoPro, that might also help shed some light on what happened inside that cave. Now that all five bodies have been recovered and have been sent back to Italy for forensic testing, investigators will begin trying to piece together what exactly happened inside that cave on the 14th of May. Was there a mix-up, or was this just a poorly planned dive below the recreational depth? They all are experienced scuba divers, so something just seems quite unusual, which just raises even more questions about how such a catastrophic situation unfolded. Thanks for watching. I'm going to be keeping a close eye on the remainder of this case. So for updates, check back on my channel, The Midnight Files. Comment down below what your thoughts are and what you think may have happened in the case. If I've gotten anything wrong, I obviously am not a technical diver. I've just looked up information because I found like there was a lot of articles that had the wrong information and so many differing accounts. I kind of wanted to compile what actually had happened in the one video.